Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen who are out there taking care of us. Robbie, you're still Robbie's Falk on there, by the way.
Yeah, I have no idea how that happened or why it continues to be a thing, but hey.
Robbie's Falk. Why not? You know what? Why not? I don't have a problem with it.
I am Robbie's Falk. I'm just going to put Robbie Falk My Life on there.
Well, I told you we should do like those burner accounts do and just put a crazy nickname in there. Now I'll be Brian Big Moose Hey Dad, and you can be Robbie Juicy Falk.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, just like the rest of those guys do.
We're already pathetic enough. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not throw some gasoline on the fire?
Wherever you are in our great state, thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Quaffaloma.
Quaffaloma?
Quaffaloma.
Quaffaloma.
Q-U-O.
Cool.
And then Lafoma.
Quaffaloma.
I think it's Quaffaloma. No, it's Faloma, not Lafoma.
Quaffaloma.
Yeah, Quaffaloma.
Well, actually.
Yeah. It's a Choctaw word.
Shocking.
Means either panther branch or quail cover. So it's got a couple of uses there.
Isn't there a panther?
It's Panther Burn.
Panther Burns.
Yeah, Panther Burn is a place.
That's right.
Sure.
Hey, are we gonna get this? Are we gonna get this thing? Shane mentioned a little thing that we might.
I gotta get a thing. I gotta dig into that.
Shane.
I didn't do that.
Where's the thing?
Let me look into it.
Where's the thing, Shane?
I gotta be honest with you. I don't know if that's gonna happen. We'll see. I'd like for it to happen, but we'll see. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's only a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. It was what's for dinner last night. We had some delicious steak lo mein. Really good.
I just had a brisket quesadilla.
Ooh. See, this is what I'm talking about. Beef is such a great thing to use. Now, brisket's a little, you know, you got to have some leftover brisket. You got to smoke a brisket at some point. I get that. Yeah. That could be a little bit of trouble. But for the most part, a weeknight meal is just made easier and better when you use beef. And, of course, on the weekends, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Make it your part of your meal plan. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything interlocking right there at College Corner. I saw some of you guys asking about that on the message board. Yes. They have a great selection of interlocking Mississippi State polos at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, for dinner, or Sunday brunch. Best meal in town, always at Restaurant Tyler. I mean, what more do I need to say on that one, guys? I think you already know. I think we've made that one pretty clear to you that if you want to eat good, the place to go is Restaurant Tyler. If you want to have a great, not a good meal, a great meal, it's real easy to do. Just park in front of Restaurant Tyler, walk in the front door, tell them a table for however many, order whatever you want. Done. That's Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to get a bank that knows you as well as it knows your money. You're going to get that when you deal with our friends at Priority One Bank. A Priority One Bank, make you their priority. We did have a long day up at Mississippi State. We talked to every assistant coach that they made available to us. We'll talk more about that, and we'll have some of that audio tomorrow here on the podcast. But for now, it is time to jump into the rumblings. And of course, the rumblings are brought to you by our friends at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at just restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your property improvement and recovery are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in the Golden Triangle, if you're in Tupelo, call Paul Davis Restoration. All right, let's just jump right in here, Robbie. We got a good question here.
Let's just jump on in.
Might as well jump. So I sent our boy Rob Hadaway. What was it? I got to find the exact song here. But it was one of
Might
the,
as well leave a message.
It's not a it was not a a mashup. That's not the right word, I don't think. So let me see if I can find it here, because now I've got it on the brain. Okay, it was Hank Williams. It was Van Halen doing Jump, but it was in the style of Hank Williams Jr. So it was a country song version of Jump. I'll send it to you.
Like it's their music, and Hank Williams is singing over it.
No, it's.
Oh, somebody recorded
yeah,
Jump
it's Lee,
and did it in his style.
It's Roth singing.
Lee
Roth.
Roth.
Roth is singing, but
Lee
it's
Roth. Lee
but
Roth.
It's a,
Lee
but
Roth.
It's to a country song. I'll send it to you. You can watch that later, but you'll get a kick out of it. He
Oh, David. Oh, David Lee.
David Lee Roth. Yes, that is
there you
correct.
go.
All right. Our first question tonight is from Ryan Reynolds, the actor.
Deadpool?
2 years ago, I ran a marathon and usually have a big meal later that night consisting of an appetizer, burger, and fries and some form of ice cream. Our hotel had a store inside with Ben and Jerry's pints multiple times
Ooh.
that race. I thought about how good that pint was going to be later that night. Unannounced, the store closed 3 hours earlier due to a lack of employees to run the store. Do you have a store that time where you were craving a food or restaurant only to arrive and discover they were closed or out of the product you wanted? I kind of have a story like that. It's kind of similar. Some friends and I one time on Christmas Eve, back when we were in college, so Christmas Eve wasn't that big a deal to us, right? We went to Waffle House because they're open 24/7, 365, right? And the waitress legitimately was like, "I don't know why y'all are here. We are not going to serve you." And they didn't. And we left.
That's the Waffle House experience. It just comes with the territory.
I mean, but they were just straight up like, "We don't want to be here on Christmas Eve, so we're not going to do anything."
That used to be kind of a, every now and then, I don't know if it's like really a tradition because it changes every now and then, but like our family would go to Christmas Eve service. We kind of just started this when we got married and had kids, but our family would go to the Christmas Eve service and they go to Waffle House. And we haven't had that problem. It's always packed when we go in there. My recollection is you and I win the SEC pick'em, and you and I go to Restaurant Tyler, and they were shut down for
Oh yeah,
a
that was a bad
private
one. Yeah.
event. I was very upset. But
that
we
was
were going
tough.
to go to the guest room.
Yeah.
We were going to go like we it was
That's
shut
tough.
down for some kind of event.
Yeah.
We ended up going to Uno Mas, which we both enjoyed, but it was like I go
We
from
were
I'm
planning
getting
for
a
Restaurant Tyler.
steak
Yeah.
to the
New
P5
Mexico.
burrito, which I love, but
Yeah, but it's not the same. I get
no.
that. I was trying to think, do I have another one?
There's been many times where I've had, a
Yeah.
certain food or place
You're on
on
the
my
brain and
brain, you
it
get
just
there and it's
closed.
closed.
Yeah. Oh, there was one time I went to Oxford. Back when you remember when the Gus's Fried Chicken was in Oxford, I used to always go there. Whenever I had to go to Oxford, I'd stop there. So I went there and I pulled up the location and it was closed. And I was like, I was about to go on a rant that I would have burned Oxford to the ground. I was so mad. And then there was a note on the door that said, "We've moved to a new location." It's like, oh, okay. That's okay this time. So
You and I went to Gus's in Oxford one time.
I went to it many
With
times.
Tyler Horka, I think.
It is actually closed now. So
Yeah.
we didn't go with Tyler because it was we went to that little fancy restaurant where they were playing
No, it
jazz.
wasn't that. It was another time.
Is it another time? Okay, I don't remember.
It was me, you, and Tyler.
Okay, I don't remember.
Almost 100% positive.
I believe
The
it.
time we went for brunch,
Yeah,
which is that place that everybody was hyping up, and it
it
was
was
just
not
like
great.
not great. They're playing jazz
Yeah,
music in the.
it was not fun. All right. Broken for Fairchild, if you were to cook a meal in honor of Ozzy and Hulk Hogan, what would you make? I feel like we got to do some sort of British food for Ozzy, like some bangers and mash or something.
Fish
And
and
chip.
chips
Yeah.
with a side
I
of
think
like Flintstone vitamins.
Well, Hogan would eat fish and chips. It's fried food.
Well, I was just thinking we're gonna stick with
Oh
the
yeah.
theme here. We're gonna say your prayers and eat your vitamins.
For sure. Got yeah. Yeah, a couple of multivitamins on the side there, There you go.
Maybe like a breakfast, like an English breakfast with a ribeye steak on the side. That seems like something that Hogan would eat. Ribeye steak and eggs, and I don't know what Ozzy would, tea and crumpets.
Well, I think with Ozzy, feel a little bit more about in his prime, it would have been a little bit more
Yeah, he probably had like a
straight
line
whiskey.
of something, and yeah.
Also from Brogan, on a scale of mild to da bomb beyond insanity, how spicy do you like your hot sauce? So I'm looking at here. The hot sauce I use the most is the Yellow Bird Habanero hot sauce. I put that if I eat 7 dinners a week at home, I put that on 4 of them. Maybe 5. It says it is a medium hot sauce that goes as high as 54,000 Scoville units. So there you go. That's what I that's my hot sauce of choice. I can go hotter. I have gone hotter. I don't want to do the Carolina Reaper thing. I don't want a scorpion pepper thing. I don't want to hurt myself. But I do put habanero sauce on a lot of my meals. Whenever I make tacos, whenever I make pizza. Or eat pizza, there's hot sauce on it.
I like a kick, but I want to be able to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So I don't do the, my mouth is on fire, eyes are watering, ears are red type stuff. But I'm not like super mild either. Like I want it to have a
Right.
kick.
Yeah. Yeah. John, not a question, but worth saying here. Pour one out for those who grew up in the 80s that were huge Cubs. Heavy metal and wrestling fans. Those guys are out there. They've had a tough week. I had to tell Jennifer last night about Ryan Sandberg. I saw it on Twitter and she was like, no.
Yeah, that was tough.
That was a rough one. I mean,
And then,
these little pieces of my childhood, man, they just keep going. And it won't be long before I'm the piece of somebody's childhood that's gone.
that was the Cosby Show in Chicago?
No, it was in New York.
Okay, I couldn't remember. I knew it was a big city. I couldn't
It was in
remember.
New
I was
York.
about to say, if you had like, you said Theo dies,
Yeah, that's a
Ryan
rough one.
Sandberg dies, and then you love heavy metal and wrestling. God. I mean, I had a rough enough week. That would have been really tough. I didn't have that much of a connection with Ryan Sandberg, but I remember him and I understand that.
I watched a ton of Cubs games because the Cubs were on TV every afternoon
Yeah,
in the summer. So you just
I watch Cubs and White Sox all the
Cubs,
time.
White Sox, and
WGN.
Braves on TBS, man. That was what you had, so.
We're talking about it today. Like this is the time where
Starting to lose
we're
guys.
reaching the time where you're 80s and 90s, like you're the decade that we grew up in,
Guys who
those
were in their
people are dying
30s.
off.
Well,
Those
guys who were in their
icons.
30s in the 80s,
Yeah.
I was a 10, 11-year-old. Those guys are now in their 70s. So, I mean, yeah, it's just
It's happening. This is about to
start
get
for a
rough,
while.
man. It's
Yeah,
about to
it
get rough
is.
on us.
We're in the next 2 or 3 years, we're going to start losing some. Like, Flair doesn't have much longer. I refuse to believe he does. So, that's going to be a
And this is
problem.
the first, this is really kind of the first era that's gone through something like this
Yeah.
because. Everybody else was like, before that time,
You didn't have TV and
you didn't have as much exposure, like television, magazines. Like the pop culture grew in the 80s and 90s. And it did
Like
in the
the first
70s, but that like people that grew up in like the 60s, like you heard stuff on the radio or you might have seen somebody on TV, but this is we had a totally different connection with these people because we saw them on television or heard
The
them in
first one
music.
to go was like Elvis. That was the first one
Yeah.
that was like a national thing. Then John Lennon. Then Bear Bryant. I mean, say what you want, but Bear Bryant that's a big deal when he passed away. But we're going to lose Flair. We're going to lose Robert Plant and Jimmy Page probably in the next 5, 6 years. Those will be big ones. But then I and
The
this
Rolling Stones. I
yeah,
mean,
Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, yeah.
eventually Keith
Steven
Richards is going to die.
Tyler. And then I was telling Joel this, and I'll repeat it. He was talking about the podcast we did with Hogan, and I was like, the next group of guys are going to be go are Sting and Luger, HBK. And so Joel and I were texting. He was like, yeah, and then after that, it's going to be Austin and The Rock and those guys. And I was like, Joel, when it's Austin and The Rock, it's probably going to be Hey Dad and Coleman and Fall too. I mean, we're just, you guys are, you and Joel are a little younger, obviously younger than me, but, do I think I'm going to outlive The Rock? I do not. He's in much better shape than I am. So, yeah.
And has a lot more money to
Yeah,
stay
he can keep
alive.
himself going. So, I mean, that's just how life goes. Bearded man with a fish. This is a really interesting question. It's that time of year where I can't keep my inner optimist away. Here's my current thought. The D-line last year was so bad that it also stunted the O-line's development. This year it's much improved, meaning better play earlier in the year. Am I wrong? I mean, Levy's talked about that a little bit, how they couldn't really practice last year because they just didn't have any depth. But he's got a good point. When you go to practice and you're not challenged, like that can make it, when you get to that first game, you're like, oh God, I'm not ready. It's possible. That possibility does exist.
That's why, and I'm kind of getting to the peak of optimism too. It happens every year. But I am kind of in a wait and see mode before I say this team's going to be bad or like saying what this team's going to be because an improved defensive line, a drastically improved defensive line, if it is what we think it can be, that could change everything. I don't know what it looks like if Mississippi State is getting pressure and they're getting off the field more often and they're not having to rely on the secondary to shut things down for 5+ seconds. Like, what does that look like? That, I mean, you're making everybody better on the offensive side of the ball. You're making life easier on the defensive side. It could change a lot of things for Mississippi State. This team could look drastically different than what we expect. I think it's just the concern is like we haven't seen these players in action and we don't know how big of a difference it's going to be and what that means to the win-loss record. So right now, the only thing we can go on is what we saw last year. And, to us, or to the average fan at least, I mean, to you and I, we kind of know what they've done, how they've changed the roster a little bit. But to the average fan, they just remember 2-10, and, you had a top 25 signing class, but it might not move the needle as much. You brought in some transfers that were from the group of five. For the average fan, you could be looking at it as like, I don't know how much better they could be. This could be a drastically different team, and that could mean even bigger things than what we're saying now. So I don't know. I don't think it's off the table at all.
No. Dear Old State, give me the top five transfer portal players for Mississippi State in terms of playing time this fall. I mean, there's a lot of guys here. I mean, I wouldn't rank them 1 through 5, but you tell me if you disagree with Fluff Bothwell, Brennan Thompson, Blake Steen, Will Whitson, Jalen Smith. I mean, I mean, there's like 12, 13, 14 guys that are going to start and or play huge roles.
I put Kobe Keenum could be in
You
that
can pick,
grouping.
you can literally pick from them.
Blake
There's no,
Steen,
yeah.
Kobe Keenum. I don't know. Could Zach Owens play his way in there on the
Anthony
offensive line?
Evans, Aiden Williams, Jabron Manning. I mean, Dwight Lewis is going to play. I'm trying to think. Red Hibbler. I mean, there's just a ton. There's a ton of
Yep.
talent. Who
There's
leads
a
the
lot
team?
of battles to be won.
Who leads the team in tackles this fall? Who is second? I got my pick. I want to hear yours. Who do you
I
think?
think I'm still going with Isaac Smith.
Boy, if that's the case, that's not good. I mean, I just don't think that's good.
Well, because I think he's going to be playing around the line of scrimmage more. I don't.
I just would rather see him drop. Like, I would rather him be around like 80 tackles.
I mean, that could still be leading the team. Just
Could be, but
depends on,
I think
I mean,
Zachary Tillman is a 100 tackle man. You don't
maybe.
like that. You don't like that.
Huh?
You don't like that pick.
Well, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, we expect a lot out of him, but he hasn't done it before.
Yeah, that's what
I don't think we were predicting Isaac Smith would have
no.
that kind of season.
Well, no, nobody
I
was
don't think it's
predicting
a
Blake
bad
Steen to have
thing if
120
Isaac
tackles.
Smith I don't think it's a bad thing if Isaac Smith leads the team in tackles. Safeties lead the team in tackles all the
So
time.
I can make this work, though. It's not a bad thing if he leads the team in tackles. It's a bad thing if he leads the team in tackles with 120 plus. If he
Yes.
leads the team with tackles with 85, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, like I think he will be playing more around the line of scrimmage. So it doesn't necessarily mean that like he's the last line of defense and he's making those tackles back
Right.
there.
Also from Daryl State, ideally, how would you use Kamario Taylor this fall? I would play him in four games and let him redshirt. That is exactly how I would use him.
That would be ideal.
That's ideal. That's the
Yeah.
ideal way. Yeah.
Yeah. I
Keaton
know
Smith.
everybody wants to see him right away, but it really is to me better for Mississippi State if Blake Chapin has a really good year and he's healthy throughout, and Kamario Taylor is kind of brought along and kind of learns the ropes. I think it's better for State if that happens.
Great. Keep us right. Two questions. Rank these specialty pizzas: Meat Lovers, Supreme, Chicken Bacon Ranch, Double Pepperoni, and Four Cheese. Meat Lovers is number one.
Meat Lovers is number one unquestioned.
Yeah. I
I've
love.
never gotten a chicken bacon ranch pizza.
It's just a question of, do you like hot ranch? Can you eat ranch
So
hot?
is the ranch like the
It's the
sauce?
sauce. That's no
I don't
good.
know if I want that.
It's not great. I'll go and tell you from
I
the.
want the tomato
Yeah, I want
sauce.
tomato sauce. I'm gonna go Meat Lovers, Double Pepperoni, Four Cheese, Chicken Bacon Ranch, Supreme. I don't want onions and peppers and all that stuff on my pizza. I'm a
I'm not a
meat
huge
pizza.
fan of it, but I'll eat it.
Yeah.
I would probably put Supreme after double pepperoni.
The third. Okay.
Because the cheese, the four cheese doesn't have meat on it, right?
Not just cheese.
I don't want a pizza. I don't like cheese pizza.
Okay.
I want meat on there.
I agree,
And
but what I don't want is vegetables on there, so that's why it's ahead.
yeah, I get your point of view on it. I used to hate Supreme pizza, especially when it had the olives on it. I don't want an olive on my pizza.
By the way, can we clean up the verbiage here? This is a Papa John's Pro podcast. We would go all the meats and
That's
the works.
the meat lovers.
All the meats, yes. Let's
I
clean this
love
up.
Papa John's.
I'm still a fan to this day. Also, would you rather have, what would you rather have for your birthday? A store-bought cake, a homemade cake, or homemade cookies and/or brownies? This is where you gotta have a friend like Alex Watson in your life, who every year on my birthday makes me whatever I ask. Last year, she made a badass homemade carrot cake. I mean, that thing was incredible, so good. She has made homemade cheesecakes in the past for me, strawberry cut flavor, blueberry flavored. I always want a homemade. I want somebody to put some love into it for me. That's what
So
I want.
are you cake? Your cake, team cake,
Well, I mean, I don't buy.
over team cookie.
Well, this thing, like, I could tell her whatever, and she'll make it.
Yeah,
So
I.
if I was one time, I was just like, you know what? I want some brownies with this, that, or the other. She would do that. So all I really care is that it's homemade. I don't want you coming home from Walmart with a cake in the plastic. All right, just
Lazy.
a little love.
100%, and
Okay.
I'm going with my wife's Oreo cheesecake.
I need to get a deal like this with Becky. I need, because I'll come to your house and cook y'all dinner one night, but she's got to make an Oreo cheesecake.
Why don't you just pay for one
I would do that
and
too.
do
You give me a price, give me an estimate on those things, and I'd be happy.
it is excelente.
Yeah, I want one.
My mom also makes good, really good cakes, and I mean it differs from time to time what she does, but I want either a strawberry homemade strawberry cake with the
Oh.
strawberry icing, the cream cheese icing,
Yes, good call.
and or the Oreo cheesecake.
Okay.
Both homemade.
Both good, yeah. Back to dear old state with a good question here. I recently went to a steakhouse with my wife for our anniversary. We both got steaks and they were phenomenal, but very expensive. What's the most you would pay for a great steak before you start looking at the rest of the menu? Here's what I'm thinking. When I go to a steakhouse like that, I've scouted the menu ahead of time, right?
Yeah.
I know what I'm getting. So I'm not going to a steakhouse if I'm not getting steak.
I never get as my entree from a steakhouse anything other than steak.
I love pork chops. I love lamb. I love chicken. I love pasta. But if we're at a place and it's steakhouse, Brian Haydad's getting a steak.
I don't
So
even look at the other stuff.
that being said, I would always find a steakhouse that fits my budget, you know. Like the one we went to in Atlanta, I'm probably not going there unless the company's paying, right? But there are still plenty of great steakhouses we talk about all the time here in Mississippi. Like I can find a great steak at a great price.
I might go there. I might not get the bone-in dry ribeye. I might have gone with like, I don't know, the filet.
It wasn't that big a difference in price, I promise. Everything on that menu was
Wasn't one of them was like 60, right? And another one Was
Now you
that the
got me.
newer strip,
You got
maybe?
me. You got me. You got me. Hold on.
So what we got was $110 a
Pop.
pop,
Don't.
but it
I'll,
was 20 ounces.
it was a big steak. Yeah. So like, also, this is one of those menus that didn't have the prices, so that they know if you're coming, you got money.
Yeah.
I also got the grilled shrimp on the side, which was like another 20. So, yeah. Let
We splurged a
me
little
tell you. Let
bit.
me tell you something right now. If anybody's like, if anybody Super Talk's like, that's a lot of money. The bill for that is one advertiser on this podcast. All right. Don't tell me I haven't earned my keep. I've earned a steak. It'll be all right.
We've earned a stake.
We, Robbie Falk and I,
Don't you single yourself out?
$3 mil a year this family sees from our podcast.
Maybe not that, but
Well, not that, but still. A couple more here, and then we'll get to the break. Brian actually asked me this question. McDuff asked me this question in our group chat because he was like, I'm not going to be listening. But Rhino does the clip coming out of the TNL Live where it says, you call down the thunder, well, now you got it. Do you know what movie that clip is from? Do you know the original movie the character's quoting? The original movie is Tombstone. I knew that. I did not know that the clip,
water.
yeah, the clip is from Mallrats.
Really?
Yeah. So I didn't know
So
that.
who says it in Mallrats?
I'd have no. I've only seen Mallrats once. So, one of my favorite lines, though, that has been said to me more than once in my life: "Fly, fat ass, fly."
That's been said to you for
It's been
sure.
said to me a few times. Yeah. We're staying in the group text here with Six Pack Speak. Is
Six pack
Six Pack
speak.
Speak? Yes. Is the younger generation more open with salaries? That is something that I agree. Like, older people are always like, you can't talk about your salary with your coworkers. And that is a tactic that that bosses use so that you don't know what you're getting. The other guy's getting paid. So if he's getting paid more
You
than
can't negotiate.
you can't negotiate, right? And yeah,
Yes.
I do think that nowadays more people are like, yes, this is what I make. I think, and it used to be like when you would go for an interview for a job, you didn't really ask about the salary. You just assumed it would be okay. Now you go and ask for a job, interview for a job, first thing out of your mouth is like, what does it pay? I want to know what it pays. So, fine by
Well,
me.
I mean, here's the thing. I mean, it's like we're having to suffer through the times we're suffering through with cost of living at this point. You had people buying houses for $100 back in the day,
Oh, yeah.
and now like you get a really, really good job and you can't even afford to
One of
live.
my favorite things going around, like, well, memes and stuff, is like when a boomer who paid $100 for their house gets an offer that is $100 less than $1 million. And they're just like, so why not? So, yeah.
It's different times, man.
Also from Six Packs Peak. How long can you drive without stopping? So this is a tough one for me because I take blood pressure meds and I gotta pee. I gotta pee. I drove, where did I go the other? It was Hattiesburg. When I went down to Hattiesburg, I didn't stop once. I was really proud of myself for not stopping one time on the drive from Starkville to Hattiesburg, which is about 3 hours, right? So I was pushing it at that though. So we'll say three and a half tops probably.
I came back from, where was I? I forget where I was. I took a trip and I drove the entire way. I mean, I'll
Never
do,
stopped?
never stopped.
Wow.
I'll drive to Nashville without stopping. Oh, I drove to Atlanta to come to the College Football Hall of Fame to do our
Media
show.
day. You didn't stop one time.
Did not stop
That's crazy.
once.
We stopped. So I
I
wrote.
wouldn't. I would have stopped. What? Oh, I take that back. I stopped in Atlanta to get gas,
Okay.
like five
That's not.
miles. That don't count.
That doesn't count. If you need gas, you got to stop. He's talking about a stop for other reasons.
Bathroom.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
Richard and I drove. I met him in Tupelo, and we drove. We stopped once, but it's because there was a Buc-ee's. So like
Yes,
we're gonna
you have to
stop.
stop at Buggy's.
Yeah, stop at Buc-ee's. Other than that, we didn't stop.
I didn't stop on the way there, but you and I stopped on the way back.
We stopped
If
twice.
I have,
It doesn't. The Arby's doesn't count as a stop. We never got out of the car.
no, if I have to get somewhere, like I'm on a strict like
Yeah.
time crunch, I can go.
Okay. All
I can go.
right. Let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Robbie and I have done it. We have tried the Philly cheesesteak at the Older Brother, and we are happy to report it is delicious.
It was
So,
good.
really good Philly cheesesteak. So I will be having that again, and I invite you to do as well. And I also want to invite you to come join us on August the 13th at Two Brothers Smoke Meats for the Not Fall Camp Tour. We're gonna have some awesome giveaways, and we're not entire. I mean, everything's not all the I's aren't dotted yet on some contracts, but we may have a chance for you to win, or at least enter your name to win a massive prize, something that is super super cool. You're gonna want to do that. But the only way to do it is to come see us at Two Brothers Smoke Meats on August the 13th for Sports Talk Mississippi's Not Fall Camp Tour.
I'll be there from 1 to 2. I'm
So,
doing a show from 1 to 2 live on 100.9.
oh, Two Brothers that day?
Yep.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, yeah,
We're
definitely.
going we're doing a high school centric show
Okay.
from 1 to 2. I'm gonna try to talk to Starkville coach John Carr and Starkville Academy coach Chase Nicholson, kind of like a meet the team thing
Yeah.
for those two. And so I'm excited about that.
That's awesome.
We'll
Great.
have I mean we'll be there. We'll be there most of the day. We'll have that, and then we'll have sports talk coming up 3-6.
Great day in Starville. Come check us out. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems, and they've been doing that for 50 years. When you need technology for your business, a little aftershock there. Call Advantage Business Systems. If you need a new copier or a new printer, they're the number to call, because not only are you going to get a great piece of equipment, you're going to get peace of mind that comes with service after the sale. Anybody can sell it to you. Who's there for you when you need them? That's the business you always go back to. 601-362-9192, or visit them online at absms.com. Find out Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go for the maroon and white gear that you are looking for. You're looking for the interlocking? They've got it. You're looking for state script? They've got it. You're looking for M over S? They've got it. They've got it. It's all right there for you. Well, you know, brother. I'm not doing another. When I did Hogan last week, that tore my throat up.
It'll get you. I don't know how he'd still had vocal cords.
I mean, that's part of the magic, I guess. If you're going to be in Starkville, Maroon & Co. is the place to shop. If you're not, maroonandco.com. Everything maroon and white right there under one roof. It's the biggest and best selection in Starkville, and there's nobody even close. And use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Can we change that to Thunder in Paradise for just the rest of the week? I don't know.
We really should.
We should do that. Next time you're in Starkville, before you go to Davis Wade Stadium, make sure you go to Maroon and Co. The weekend is almost upon us. We're about halfway there. You're going to be out in the yard this weekend. You're going to be wishing you had a John Deere mower to sit on. You can have one, though. You can do it. You just need to go see my friends over at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. The John Deere compact tractors, the John Deere mowers, the John Deere gators, everything is on special right now, up to 0% financing in some cases. But everything you're looking for, you need to get a leaf blower or an edger. They've got that. You need to get some tools, a new power drill or a new ratchet set. They've got that if you got projects around the house. You're getting out in the garden. They've got everything for gardening right there. Are you going to be cooking out this weekend? You need a new grill? Guess what? Everything for you right there. It's a one-stop shop for everybody. Saltillo, Mississippi is the place to be at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Dalton Lee, we did mention last week these rumblings would be food related. We didn't hold to that, but that's okay. What is your
Well,
gut?
we have had some food
We
related
have. We
rumblings.
have. And this
And
is.
we also said if you have other
We'll
questions,
take them. What is your go-to dish to cook to make you impress, feel the most comfortable making? I have got my lasagna recipe down to a science. I know exactly how to make it. I can make it in my sleep now. I know exactly what I'm doing. Comes out exactly the way I want it to every time I make it.
yeah, and
That's my one.
that's a good trait because as I was telling my wife the other day, we have used probably 6 or 7 different spaghetti recipes, and
I get
like
it.
she's looking for more. She's looking for more recipes. Like, what? Let's hone in on one.
Yeah.
Let's get
When
really good at
you like
it, and let's just.
spaghetti, for sure. You want to, like, this is how we make spaghetti in this house. We
My
don't want to do
family, makes spaghetti one way.
anything.
It started with my grandmother. She makes it. My mom makes it. Both of her sisters make it the same way. It is the exact same every single time. But for whatever reason, we're just running through every spaghetti recipe that, and my wife does good with it, but we're running through every single spaghetti recipe known to man, and I just want one. So,
Awesome.
as far as
Okay.
mine is,
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know. I mean, I like to think I have
The barbecue chicken
a
is
good
top
barbecue
notch. It's
chicken.
really good.
So, I mean, probably chicken, grilled chicken
Yeah.
on the grill.
And people are gonna be like, well, that's super easy. Man, you can screw that up so easy.
You can screw chicken
Screw it up
up big time.
easy.
You can
So
screw it up big time.
I did some chicken last weekend. It was good, but yours, your barbecue chicken, I look forward to when I know that you're making
I do really slow
it.
on my chicken on the grill.
Good. It's good. Also from Dalton, what is something you really want to cook but haven't tried yet? I kind of scratched that lit that itch last week. I kind of got that off the bucket list with the fried pork belly.
Yeah, I want to. I'll need that. I need to try that.
That is good. And so easy. It's so easy to make.
Brisket for me. I still have not done a brisket.
I leave
I'm
that to the
nervous to do a
pros. Yeah.
brisket.
Because
I've
it's
done.
120 bucks if you screw up. Yeah, you screw up a pork butt, you spent 20 bucks. You screw up a
I'm
brisket.
nervous to do it.
Yeah, I'm with you. Matthew Watkins. As someone who's only been a fan for 7 years, what was the point of lying about the interlocking logo? Buddy, I wish I knew. I wish I knew what on earth would possess an athletic department to straight up lie to people's faces about something. I wish
If
I
we
knew.
could, if we could for one day get the university and athletics on the Jim Carrey liar liar plan where they cannot lie, I would lock them in a room and we would have a conversation about this
I agree.
because I do not know what the conundrum is with the interlocking logo, but there's something going on with this logo that is just like I don't know.
Something under the surface that we
I'm
don't
kind of shocked that it even came out of the vault and they did the one game
know.
thing
Yeah, I am. I think if
because
we
it
could
has
go back in
been
time, they would not do it.
it they would have done it and that they didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is the university gets blamed a lot for the interlocking. The university side, they're the ones that convinced athletics to do it so they could sell it for, sell merchandise. So I don't know what the situation is. But there's some big underlying issue with it that really needs to get figured out.
I'm not going to do these impressions. No, I just said it. Just 20 minutes.
You don't have
I don't
the
have the
throat
pipes
for it.
today. Yeah. John Cena is my Hulk Hogan. How am I supposed to make it to the end of this retirement tour? Well, I mean, it's going to be all right. It's going to end good.
And he this won't be his final run.
I
He'll
saw
come back
something.
for.
Yeah. I saw something the other day that I was like, oh my God, if they did this, it'd be great. To really reinforce that Cena's going to retire with the belt is to have The Rock come out with the TKO belt and have a new belt. Like, we will present this to the new champion we crown after John's final match. Dude, people would lose their mind. It just says TKO on it. People would lose their minds. I mean, that's good heat there if they could get it.
What I wanted to see before WrestleMania is like, or after, right after WrestleMania is for him to come out and say, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I just did this just to get a shot at the
Yeah.
title. Now that I got the title, I'm about to absolutely run this place. That's what I would have wanted to see,
I like that idea,
is
actually.
him come out and be like, I ain't going anywhere. And maybe he still does that.
Yeah.
He's counting down the days, his appearances or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe he still does something like
I'm
that,
not
but
leaving.
yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
There
Duh,
go. Lee Battle, Lee
Lee
Battelle.
Battelle.
My bad. Randy
He's been
Rhodes.
doing some cooking.
Yeah, I know. Oh, he sent me some venison burn ends.
Yes.
They were good.
He also has, I believe, perfected that Creole cream sauce.
Oh, has I haven't been made aware of this. I need
I
to.
saw it on Snapchat yesterday
Problem
and
with that, I
my
can't have it in
mouth.
my house.
Oh yeah, because Jennifer, she's
I'll
got
just have
the
to go to his
shelf
house,
it.
I guess. That'll be all right.
She can't even like get a whiff of it.
No, I can't cook in the house, anything like that.
That's wild.
Like when she's gone, I'll make shrimp or something, but I have to like make sure that I throw everything out of the house and that I wash the dishes before she's home.
It's that bad.
It's bad. Yeah, she'll start coughing immediately.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, he asked, "Have you ever listened to Zakk Wylde when they when I'm sorry, have you ever listened when Zakk Wylde did a few shows with the Allman Brothers Band? Spoiler alert, it sounds like Zakk Wylde playing with the Allman Brothers. That's pretty funny. Zakk Wylde or Randy Rhoads? It's got to be Randy
Ooh,
Rhoads.
it's Randy Rhoads because he was the beginning.
Yeah, I agree.
And I mean, a little different style between them, but all of Ozzy's guitarists have a little bit of the same. It's a little bit of the same stuff, but it changes slightly in certain ways. But Randy Rhoads was the godfather of it all. He was incredible. So I got to go with Randy. Although I love Zakk Wylde, and that was one of my heroes growing up, mostly because he had that hypnotic guitar
Yeah.
and the hair with that. He just looked freaking cool. And he was also jacked while playing it. So it looked like a football player that could
Yeah.
shred.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm gonna have to listen to Zakk Wylde playing the Allman Brothers. I would like
Yeah,
to
define
hear,
that.
Ramblin' Man or something with the.
Our buddy Matt Caldwell wants us to rank wing sauces: medium, mango habanero, sweet Thai chili, honey barbecue, garlic parmesan. Mango habanero is last. Not a fan. That's just
And sweet Thai chili is probably next to
not a
last.
fan. I like it. I'm a big fan.
I don't like the Asian
Okay. Oh, I love Asian
zing
style
to it.
wings. I just don't like mango habanero.
And then I'm not a huge garlic parmesan either. I know
Okay.
you like that.
Our rankings are gonna be different. You go.
I'm gonna go honey barbecue. That's probably my favorite wing sauce. And then I'll go buffalo and mango habanero. Garlic Parmesan, sweet Thai chili.
Okay, I'm gonna go medium buffalo, sweet Thai chili, garlic parmesan, honey barbecue, mango habanero.
Okay.
I'm not a big sweet barbecue guy. I like spicy barbecue.
I
So,
love sweet
that being
barbecue.
said, I made sweet the barbecue chicken I made last week. I made it sweet. I used a sweet rub and a sweet sauce. So,
Yeah, I like sweet and tangy.
yeah. Brooks Taylor, how wrong did WWE do Goldberg with him being cut off before and during his retirement speech at Main Event? You would have think they would have made sure he had enough TV time for it. I was told that the producer Bret Hart was behind all this.
Who's that man behind the curtain? Oh my God, it's Bret Hart.
I love that. I saw some videos where they put his face on Okada, where Okada was about to, oh, I pushed the wrong button. Oh, so sorry.
Didn't they post his full
I think
speech
they
or?
did, but I mean,
I mean, that's happened.
they said the reason it happened was the Rollins injury changed the whole card.
Yeah.
So,
Well, and
because apparently the plan was that what I read was Goldberg was supposed to beat Gunther, was going to win, and then
really?
Rollins is going to cash in and take the title.
That'd be cool.
That'd been really cool, but
That'd really be a burial. Like your last match. All right, get out of the ring, Goldberg. We have the real championship match starting. No, but didn't Ric Flair have like a retirement one time and like they cut that early or like they had, but they had the rest of it.
I think when his actual first real retirement after he lost to Shawn Michaels, they didn't cut it so much as they had some stuff that was just for the live crowd where Vince McMahon
Yeah.
comes out and The Undertaker comes out.
To
So
me, that's just normal. I mean, you
yeah.
have
But
television time.
this is different though. They straight up like he's in the middle of talking
Oh
and then
yeah.
like they just went to
But
commercial.
I think they have the full clip
Yeah,
like
I
on
think it's
YouTube.
available.
So
All right. Matt McCann, this week's mascot challenge, food edition. All right. Name these or describe these fast food mascots. Chick-fil-A.
the cow.
The cow. It's actually just called the cows, too. Arby's. I didn't know Arby's had a mascot.
All right, so
Oh, okay.
the logo is like a 10-gallon hat, isn't
Yeah,
it?
that's not what it is, though. It's an
I don't
oven
know.
mitt.
It's an oven mitt.
Yeah. Which is funny. I thought that was Hamburger Helper, but okay.
Okay, I had no clue.
Yeah. McDonald's is easy.
Ronald McDonald.
And I guess for Taco Bell, the Chihuahua?
The Chihuahua. Yo
You quiero Taco Bell.
yo te quiero Taco Bell.
Yeah. All right. Also, these
I used
cereal
to have
mascots.
that Chihuahua, you know, the hat, like you could buy the plush doll and like
Yeah.
you push a button and it's like, yo te quiero Taco Bell.
Oh, Bell. Yeah. Also, we want cereal mascots, Fruit Loops.
Toucan Sam.
That's right. Frosted Flakes.
Tony the Tiger.
Right. Honey Nut
Who
Cheerios.
was who voiced Tony the Tiger?
I don't know.
From WCW, the WCW, was it Lee Marshall? Is
Lee
that his name?
Marshall voiced Tony the
Lee
Tiger.
Marshall was
Oh
Tony the
my
Tiger.
gosh, that's hilarious. I did not know that.
WCW hotline guy.
Yeah. Honey Nut Cheerios.
The B.
That's right. Rice Krispies.
I what are they, elves?
Yeah. They
Is
have
that what they
names.
are?
They have names.
Snap and Crackle and Pop.
That's right. And the last one is Trix.
The bunny.
The rabbit, yeah. One of the funniest scenes in any movie is Liam Neeson talking to Ted about Trix. You ever seen
I
that?
never watched Ted.
So in Ted 2, Ted works at a grocery store and Liam Neeson comes in and he wants to buy Trix and he's like, I've been told these are just for kids.
Oh, actually, I have seen that
Yeah,
clip.
and he's like, so if I buy these, there won't be trouble.
How do we feel about Naked Gun?
I'm interested. I think I might go check it out.
I could see Liam
Because he can
Neeson
be
being really good
funny.
in
He
that.
can be really funny.
He
So
can.
I need to work on my Liam Neeson. I can do that one word impression, but I can't do like the full thing. I can say the one word. I think I told you about that where Kevin
I
Pollak
have a
was like,
particular set of skills.
yeah, I can't do the whole thing, but I can say so this video, I think I've talked about it before. Kevin Pollak does these one word impressions where you have to do the impression of somebody, but you can't say a word they would normally say. So if you're doing Liam Neeson, you couldn't say skills or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So for Liam Neeson, it's bananas. Bananas.
Bananas.
No, bananas.
Bananas.
Yeah, there's an ers on the end of it. Bananas.
Bananas.
But I can't get the whole thing. So, Bennett Likens, I took y'all's advice and jumped on the maroon and white daily train. I had no
Heck
idea
yeah.
what I had been missing until now. It's great. Is there a, Robbie, is this your burner? Is there a product or a service that either one of you have purchased recently that also made you realize, why didn't I do this sooner? Every time I buy something new, I'm like, why am I just now getting this? I'll tell you what I just bought recently. I bought a grill brush that's a steam brush. It's not anything complicated. It's a big spongy looking thing, right? You dunk it in water, and then when the grill's hot, you just clean the grill with steam.
Is it doesn't have bristles on it?
Right. So you're not getting those wire. There's a lot of people who like those wire bristles in their mouth, and they get
Yeah, they're
sick.
dangerous.
This doesn't have that. I was like, this is just genius. Where was
That is
this my whole life?
genius.
So
Yeah. Yeah, those wires brushes are
they're dangerous.
dangerous, man.
Dangerous. Let's see here. Matthew Watkins again. Your conversation about Devon Booth reminded me of this. By the way, some people on Six Pack not happy with our podcast about that. They were like, that guy's so average. Like, okay.
Devon Booth.
Yeah. On the video game, I made Booth and Fluff a little.
I'm seeing the six pack is disagreeing with a lot of the things that we say lately. They're kind of
Probably,
turning a little
that's probably a
bit.
good thing if we're being totally honest.
Yeah.
In a video game, I made Buff Booth and Fluff into a two-headed monster. You have to call it Buff at that point, right?
Buff
Buff
Bagwell.
Daddy. Over
Buff the Stuff.
3,000 yards combined, about 40 touchdowns. Fluff on back-to-back Heismans. On a scale of Daniel Bryan's Yes Chance to Vince McMahon's theme song, I get where you went there. How likely is this to happen in real life? If you said in next year, they combined for 2,000 yards and 20 touchdowns. I would absolutely buy that.
Yeah. Wasn't Booth like, wasn't he pretty good in the game last
He was
year?
good. He was pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was. John Bryant Stewart, what is y'all's most viewed podcast episode since Robbie joined Thunder and Lightning? I believe it was last year, the Monday after the Toledo game.
Toledo, that was pretty
That's
rough.
up there. That's up there with the national, to show you that the ebbs and flows, that and the national championship podcast are probably really close to each other.
I would be interested to see what the numbers were, like what is your all-time most viewed
My
show?
all-time most viewed one is Leach getting hired. Getting
Leach
hired.
getting hired,
Yeah.
which was the day after we went to
AEW.
Dynamite.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember texting Bill Martin, me like, "Don't do it today, don't do it
We
today."
came. We got out of the vehicle, walking in the arena, and I think it was like, Pete Thamel or somebody had,
What's Sarkeesian?
huh? No, somebody had mentioned
Leach?
Leach's name.
Oh,
Somebody had like Oh. reported that he was like emerging or whatever.
Yeah.
Because the whole time I was thinking, please God,
Not
don't
today, yeah.
let this happen tonight.
John Bryant Stewart again. Do y'all read books? I have read books. If so, what are some of y'all's favorites? I couldn't tell you the last time I read a book. Just sat down and read a book. I've read both of Talty's books. He was nice enough to send them to me. The Price and what's it? I forget what the book about Saban, what it's called off the top of my head, but they're both good. I enjoyed both of those.
The last one I read was Swing Your Sword, and it was, I think it was right after Leach had passed. But I like, if I'm reading like the fiction books, I'm Stephen King guy. So I've read a lot of Stephen King books, stuff like that. I've been wanting to dive into the Civil War books, but I just that's a lot. And I need time to do that. I just don't have time.
Ford Polk, have you ever made barbecue okra? So what seasoning do you use? I don't need to make it. I can just go get it at Restaurant Tyler and it's delicious. I don't think I've ever fried okra.
Okra can make a little bit of a mess.
Yeah, you got to
Especially, like
be
the
yeah.
smell too is
I'll
just a
just
lot of fried smell. We planted okra one year at my house. We did some raised beds at my house one summer with, like okra, peppers, peas. We did a tomato garden, stuff like that. And we had so much okra, it was like growing out of our ears. And we couldn't get rid of it. So I haven't done that again, but if I was going to do it again, I would definitely try this. I mean, the best seasoning you could do is just kind of like a barbecue, has a barbecue tint to it.
A little spice. You want a little
Yeah.
spice. What are your favorite dry rubs for chicken and beef? What Ford doesn't realize there is he just walked into my wheelhouse. He
Oh
just
yeah,
walked.
and Brian has actually called out his whole like dry rub
Buddy,
card.
I have got so much dry rubs in my house. It's a lot. For Father's Day, I got the Ocho from Meat Church. When we were in Hernando a couple weeks ago, I went by Malcolm's shop to buy some new dry rubs. I'll tell you this for I got a new rub that I'm saving for the next time I do a steak or something, but it's the Swine Life Mississippi, or it's the Swine Life Prime Beef Rub. I'm looking forward to that one. Haven't done it yet. For steak, for beef, you do want to try to keep it kind of simple with like salt, pepper, garlic.
Yeah.
I like to make a chimichurri sauce. I have the Fragoni's chimichurri rub, and you can make the sauce. That's great to put on like a big prime rib or a steak. I also have used the Dano's Primo, the one that's black. That's a good one. And there's another one from Jonesy Q called Black Betty. Very good on beef. I like to do that. Well, I do like chuck roast and stuff. That's a good one to put on there. Chicken, I mean, you can do anything. Last week I did honey hog on chicken. I wanted a sweet rub. That's a great sweet rub. But also from Meat Church, Holy Voodoo, really good. Malcolm's, what's it called? Gyro Hero, the Greek seasoning, really, really good. Heath Ryle's chicken rub. I mean, it's called chicken rub. It's really good. It's a really good spicy. It's got a little sweet note. It's got the savory notes. It's fantastic. This is a topic I feel like I can speak on. If you've ever seen my spice cabinet, there's a lot going on in there.
Yeah, I don't do all that. I've said it before, Papa T's is my go-to. It's kind of like a
Good.
barbecue
Yeah, it's good.
seasoning. That would be the seasoning that I use on fried okra, and I think it would be perfection. And I put that on chicken, I'll put that on steaks. I'll put that on just about anything. I also do when I if I do like some grilled chicken, I don't want to do like the barbecue. I'll go more Italian. And I just use season all, and then I put an Italian dressing. It is phenomenal.
All right. Also from Ford, last one here. Since we're on the subject of changing football uniforms, can we please go back to For Whom the Bell Tolls as the entrance song? I don't mind Money for Nothing, but I am in agreement with you that they got to get the whole, like, I got to have them, like, hitting the drums as they're walking down the tunnel, and then when the
Yes.
door comes up is when the guitar riff hits. That's what I want.
So, in a perfect world, if you're doing Money for Nothing, You got the light show. You're hitting the drums on that intro,
Yeah.
and at every drum beat, you are getting the LED lights flashing
Yes.
with in unison with the drums.
Yeah.
And then right when that guitar riff hits,
Yeah.
the door comes up.
Yeah. That's what you want.
That would be one of the better entrances in college football, and I'm not even
No, you're right.
joking about it.
You're
That would
right.
be perfect.
I agree.
But for him, the bell tolls is also pretty awesome.
Let's see here. Working for the weekend. Why is it a bad thing to say that a fish tastes fishy? Are we saying that the less that fish tastes like fish, the better it is? Why is this not true of other proteins? I don't know why it is, but it is true. Like, you want the fish to taste clean. You don't want it to taste like dead fish.
When you say fishy, to me, that is
That's that
dirty.
rotten, dirty
Yeah.
flavor. I agree.
The
I
bad thing
don't.
about fish is when it tastes like with catfish, if it's muddy, that's what I would consider fishy.
Chicken, you can say tastes chickeny. You're like, you want it to taste like chicken. But yeah, you never say a steak tastes like cow.
I never really, I hardly ever talk about like when I'm eating steak, like, oh, this is a good cow, you know?
Also, from working for the weekend, rank these least to most satisfying. Pulling a weed up by the roots, cutting into a perfectly cooked steak, finally remembering something important, pressure washing a dirty driveway, the last piece of luggage fitting into a vehicle perfectly. I'm gonna rank them like this because I've never pressure washed a dirty driveway, so that's not applicable. I've
It's
never. I've, is it fun?
both satisfying and also tiring.
I got you. Last is pulling up a weed by the roots. I always feel like they're going to grow back. So it's like, I feel like I'm going to be back out here in a week doing that again.
Yeah, it's not fun.
I'll go, that's last. The luggage in the vehicle is, I mean, whatever. I've never packed so much that I'm just packed the car tight. Finally remembering something important, but cutting into a perfectly cooked steak. When you nail it and you cook and you look and it's wall to wall pink, you're like, yes, that's number one for me.
And you take like the big knife
Yeah,
and cut into it. Not like
yes.
just like a regular
A
steak
big
knife. You
chef
take that
knife.
big
Yeah,
knife and you just like
yes.
slice into
Like
it.
through butter. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
All right. Mangum Cafe. Does Ricky Johnson have the best NASCAR name on the roster? No, Diesel Moy does.
That's very true.
We also got Boogie Johnson as of today, too. That could be one as well.
They just decided to go all in on the nicknames being on the roster. Like,
Good.
it reminds me back in the day when I would go to like Callaway's football
Yeah.
roster, and it'd be like Big Head Smith,
Yeah.
Snoopy Johnson. Like it would be everybody's like nickname. That's where we're getting with Mississippi State football, which I'm all for. I am all for going all in with nicknames.
You imagine Cortez McCraney as a safety in high school? I can't imagine Cortez McCraney. I don't even remember. Who is that?
He
I don't
played
remember.
defensive line for Mississippi State for he might have been end of Cheryl.
Buddy, come on,
No,
man.
I mean he was with Cream.
I mean, I have a pretty good memory for Mississippi State sports, but are you asking me to remember some guy who didn't make a huge impact 20 years ago? I think we're pushing the limits of what I'm able to remember here.
Okay, he came in in 05. He transferred from Memphis.
What? No, I can't imagine him as a safety.
He was why he says that is because he was 6'4", 255.
Well, I mean, yeah, I get it, but I figured that, but I have no memory of him as a player, so I haven't seen Happy Gilmore.
I remember him vaguely.
Happy Gilmore 2, have you seen it?
I have.
Okay, your thoughts?
I don't understand the anger by people who are calling this the worst movie ever and dog crap and all that. I mean, first of all, I'm not sure what you were expecting out of this movie. If you thought that this movie was going to rival the first one, which is one of the great comedies of all time, I don't know what to tell you. That I went into this expecting very little, expecting a lot of references to the old movie, which is what you do anytime you make a movie like this. I thought it was perfectly fine. I thought it was very corny, which is what Adam Sandler does. It was over the top in some moments, which I enjoy. I went into it expecting very little out of it, and I came away, I was entertained for most of it. I thought it was fine. 100%. Julie Bowen probably should have been in this a lot longer because she somehow looks even better than she did in the original. And I mean, I hate to spoil it, but she dies in like the first 5 minutes. So
I haven't seen it. Why would you do that?
I mean, you would have known within the
I
first
haven't. I
5 minutes.
didn't know. That's fine, but now I.
Everybody's talking about this. The
You
fact
were
that
the
you didn't
first
even know
person to say
that.
that to me. I have no knowledge of that. Why would you do that?
Are you kidding me? What was going to happen whenever you saw it in the first 3 minutes of the movie?
That would have been a big moment. I'd be like, oh my God, they died.
And you would have been upset about it.
I would have been less upset then than I am
I'm
now.
sorry to ruin for you that the woman that's barely in this movie is barely in this movie. I'm
I
sorry to
didn't
ruin that
know.
for you. I
And now, how many other people didn't
Okay,
know?
Brian Haydad, who will text me, "Oh my God, I can't believe this just happened on wrestling." When I'm not watching it, you do that to me
I don't
all
know
the
that you're not
time.
watching it.
You do that to me all the time.
I
Even if
don't
I
know that you're not
haven't
watching
watched
it,
it, and
though.
you know
I
I haven't
said
watched
at the
it,
beginning of this, I haven't seen it yet.
you all the time you spoil something for me that I have not seen when you know I have not
I
seen
don't
it.
know that you're not watching it.
You
I
yes, you
don't.
do. You've said it before. Hey, did you see this on AEW? Well, here's what happened. You will literally tell me exactly what happens, knowing that I haven't watched it.
I don't think that's correct.
So again, I'm sorry for spoiling this for you
We're
whenever
moving on.
you don't even you were going to be mad about it anyways.
I guess.
All that to say, she is somehow more beautiful than she was almost 30 years ago.
Walking Bully's question is a whole show. All right, but we'll come back to it. That's a different day. Our buddy Steve Mormon, has the defense improved enough to be ranked over or under 90 nationally this year? If over, what are y'all's five? That's another one. But these are the kind of questions we're going to be answering in the coming weeks. Well, we don't need to make those rumblings questions. Now that the Banner M has been pretty much retired, other than national media, do you think it'll be put in the vault to be released in the future, this old school logo? Where do you see that it's retired?
It is
It's
not
not retired at
retired,
all. There were coaches wearing it today when we
unfortunately.
were talking to them. It's all around the Brian, the not the Brian building, the SEAL facility. It's not retired at all.
And I don't think it will be retired. I think the university is going to make sure it's not retired. I think it's going to be part of state's product for as long as they want it to be.
Alexandra Watson, how does dental floss expire? She's got a picture of some floss here that expired. So that's the British way of doing the things, I think. So
January
that's
19th, is that what that says?
I think that's actually January 21st, 2019. No, wait, no, never mind. It says expires 12/23 down there on the bottom. So
Oh,
it's
yeah.
expired.
We were looking at the totally wrong thing.
Yeah, we were. How I don't know how dental floss expires. I don't know
I
how.
think they just have to put that on it just to get it off the shelves,
I think it's also
maybe.
like they're trying to convince you got to buy more.
Yeah.
Up, well, I got to buy more. You don't. You probably are probably good.
Well, it's kind of like medicine. Like that has been a topic of conversation. Like, does medicine expire? And I
I've
think what
always wondered
happens is
why. Yeah.
it loses its potency, maybe.
That
But
must
like,
be it.
I don't think it. I could be wrong.
I think
I don't
if
think
you
it
take
like
a
makes you
Tylenol that's
sick or
5 years
anything.
old, you're probably going to get it probably cure your headache. So, all right. Last question. One that we actually got a text about from our friend Peyton Stewart. My father is trying to get me to go with him to the opener against USM. I'm worried this may be a mistake given my away game record. How should I handle this since I had to promise you I wouldn't go to any more away games? I'm conflicted. He tagged his father, Tim Stewart. Now, Tim is a friend of ours, works for Super Talk, good guy, good bulldog. Peyton, the same way. Peyton has never been to a road game that State has won. Never.
Sorry, Peyton.
You
Ain't
can't
gonna
go.
happen, bro.
This game is too big. We can't take risks. You're gonna have to stay home. I'm sorry, Tim. Your son can't go with you to this one. Take him to Texas A&M. Take him to Florida. Take him to Arkansas. Take him to Missouri. He ain't going to this one.
He absolutely has to go to like a game that State's expected to lose.
Yeah.
And if
That way,
eventually he breaks the
you can
curse,
break through, but you can't. This is not the one.
you cannot go to any game that is,
No.
on borderline or a game that
Not
Mississippi State
this
should
one.
win.
Not this one.
You
You're not
can't.
going. We're in agreement. Very good. All right, tomorrow's show recap MSU Media Day. We'll have some audio from the coaches, plus a positional breakdown for the linebackers. We do need to do. I somehow have gotten off track on the opponent previews, and we're behind a little bit. So I'm going to have to do a Texas A&M preview. David Nuno, our friend from Texags Radio, will join us to talk about that. Talk about the Aggies. So a lot coming up in the next couple of days. Plenty to talk about here on Thunder and Lightning. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.